A 39% reduction in violent incidents in Sydney is being attributed to the controversial lockout laws at pubs and clubs. The New South Wales government introduced the conditions after the violent death of two young men in King's Cross last year. It says, compared to the previous year, there's been a significant reduction in alcohol-fuelled violence. Lindy Kerin reports.
After the alcohol-fuelled deaths of two young men in Sydney's King's Cross last year, the New South Wales government introduced a raft of measures. Among them, pubs, bars and registered clubs within the CBD precinct are no longer allowed to admit patrons after 1:30 a.m. and the service of alcohol must cease at 3 a.m. The Deputy Premier and Justice Minister Troy Grant says there were 182 violent incidents recorded last year, down from 300 over the previous year.
It's welcome news. It's not just Sydney. This is across New South Wales. So the new regime and the focus that the Baird Grant government has had on reducing alcohol-related crime is being felt across the industry. And I've got to congratulate the industry as well for taking heed of the new regime of our government about putting community safety first. New risk-based licensing laws, obviously the lockout laws in Sydney, and I think a greater community awareness of what's acceptable, not acceptable, this government is all contributing to a 39% reduction in serious incidents.
The lockout system and other measures will be independently reviewed after 2 years of operation. Troy Grant has told 702 the reduction in violence is due to the combination of reforms to liquor laws and strong compliance.
The industry, the hotels, the clubs themselves understand that it's just not viable for them to continue to operate that way. They're going to be smashed with fines and potentially loss of license, greater trading restrictions, which makes their businesses unviable ultimately if they don't play by the rules and act responsibly as they're required to do.
St Vincent's Hospital is down the road from Sydney's King's Cross night strip and has long been on the front line dealing with alcohol-related violence. The hospital's Director of Trauma, Dr Anthony Grabs, says previously the emergency department was overrun on weekends, but that has changed.
Over the period of the last 12 months, we've seen a dramatic reduction in the number of serious head injuries which have been coming through St Vincent's Hospital, and this has been backed up by our data. But more realistically, the overall alcohol culture on a Friday and Saturday nights has been reduced, and I think that's a direct result of the lockout laws.
Dr. Grabs was involved in the treatment of the two young men who were killed in King's Cross. He says the strict measures are working.
All the stars are aligning. We've got the paramedics saying that they're seeing a reduction. We have the police saying that they've seen a reduction in violence in the Cross. The hospitals have seen it. And now the government's own figures are showing the same thing. If this was seatbelt legislation, we'd be cheering. If it was random breath testing, we'd be cheering with reductions in road tolls. But now we've got some simple legislation, which doesn't stop people going out and drinking. It just changes some of the aspects of the laws, and we've seen a dramatic community impact.
And that's Dr. Anthony Grabs from St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney, speaking to Lindy Kerin.